What's up, what's up, what's up? What's going on with everybody out there? How y'all doing today? I hope you're doing well. This is your boy G, and this is Relationshipology. Today's topic is sex. That beautiful, beautiful thing that we all love to have so much. Sex is important. It's very important. And I'm not sure why people aren't better at it. For me, I'm going to keep it a buck. I've had sex for a while. I haven't had problems with sex as far as myself in a long time. Like I say about relationships and really anything you want to be good at, you got to study, you got to work at it. I studied and I worked at it when I was young. I may or may not, you know, that may or may not be a good thing, but maybe in some aspects, you know, but probably should have been doing some other things. but I've never had too much issues when it comes to that. In fact, I've probably been the majority. I've been the one in majority of my interactions with women. Have been the one teaching them how to do different things and be better. And I've talked to a large variety of women, you know, as far as ages go, even some nationalities and whatnot, you know. I haven't had too many complaints, if any. You know, nobody's perfect. Nobody has a 100% track record. But when it comes down to the sex thing, I'm for sure putting in my work. I've always been a pleaser. You know what I mean? So I'm looking to give. And one thing, I was raised by women. So one thing I realized and one thing I've always known about women is a real woman, you know what I'm saying? Like, women in general, it's their nature to give, you know? So if you give to a woman, she gonna give back to you. So if you making sure she get her, she gonna make sure you get yours, my boy. I promise you. This I can guarantee you. This is what I know. But look, though, I'm gonna go ahead and give it to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have a problem with sex in any way, shape, or form, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you right now, okay? Sex is not a difficult thing. It's not a hard thing. You have to want to give. If you want to give and you want to please more than anything else, then everything else will follow, guaranteed. If you want to make sure that the opposite person gets theirs, I promise you, you're going to get yours. That's the vast majority of the time. Now, yeah, you got some people who are sexually selfish, and those are the people you don't want to really deal with. You got to move and deal with somebody, you know, who want to make sure that you get yours too. My goal, number one, is always, number one, two, and three, is to make sure that she's pleasured at all times and she's getting hers. Because I know in turn, when she's getting hers, that's going to turn her on more, that's going to turn her up more, and she's going to want to give me more pleasure. That's just, it's a cycle. It's a circle. You know what I'm saying? It's a give and take thing. You feel me? It's a give and take thing. You know what I'm saying? You give and you take. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, you got to, giving has to take precedent over taking. That's to be the problem. You know what I'm saying? But I know a lot of guys like to take, and they don't give as much. And women will give until they deplete it. But the thing is, you'll get even more than you already getting if you give more pleasure. Now look, when it comes down to, we're gonna start at the basics, right? Head. If you're giving a woman head, I'm gonna tell you the first and foremost, the number one thing, you know what I'm saying? I learned this, I forgot how old I was, The first time I gave head, you know what I'm saying, I didn't know what the hell was going on. I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing, you know what I'm saying? I had watched some porn and whatnot. Hey, man, I thought I was supposed to lick the hole. I ain't know, okay? I know y'all laughing at me. It's good. I did not know. I thought I was supposed to lick the hole. If you one of them cats or one of them people who think you're supposed to lick the hole, then I'm just, hey, it's all right. You know what I'm saying? We all got to learn, okay? But I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you. Lick the clit, okay? Lick the clit, okay? Now, that's step one. Step two, don't just lick the clit directly necessarily. I'm not just saying just go in there and lick it like a lollipop, you know what I'm saying? Not to say that that'd be necessarily a bad thing, you know what I'm saying? Depending on the woman. Different women like different things, but this is how you figure it out. It's really it's a directional thing. You have the clit is like, you know what a clit look like, I would hope, you know. So you got the right side, you got the left side, you have the upper, and you have the lower, right? So you should intentionally and specifically lick different areas of the clit and watch and wait for her response to see what that specific woman's, you know what I'm saying, preference is. Because believe it or not, different women prefer different sides. They just, it's not even about preference more. It's more so just anatomy. The way their body is set up. The way their body chemistry is. And this particular woman, she might get the most stimulation on the right side. This particular woman, she might get the most stimulation on the left side. This particular woman, she might like, you know, all around. You know, a whirlwind, if you will. You know, it's just, it varies. It varies, but it's your job to figure out what it is that she likes specifically and what's going to give her the most stimulation. She may not even know. You might be the first cat to really pay attention and really, you know what I'm saying, see what it is, you know what I'm saying, what that thing do. And if that's the case, then you really going to rock her world, my guy. I promise you. Like, I've had a very, 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 very good track record when it comes to sex in general. And that's because why? Because I'm a pleaser and because I study. Okay? So boom. That's step two. Right? The directional and everything, right? Figuring out where her best sensation is. Boom. Step three. Right? When it comes to the head. Pressure. Some women want more pressure. Some women want less pressure. Some women want you to change it up. You dig what I'm saying? You gotta, you feel me, figure out what it is that she feeling and what she like the most. If you do those three things, I guarantee you, you will be on point giving any woman head. Look here. A woman couldn't beat me giving a woman head. I don't give a fuck. Period. Straight up. I get down when it comes to this sex thing. I'm not going to even lie. So look, okay, so that's that, boom. So that's the head thing, boom, you do that, you know what I'm saying? And let me just throw this out there for you fellas, you know what I'm saying? Eating pussy, I'm just going to get real, I'm just going to lay it straight out. Eating pussy is when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, orgasm and whatever, it's just like getting head. If she moving a certain way or holding her body a certain way or making a certain noise or whatever, that means you probably hitting that spot. Don't move. Bruh. Is you listening to me, bruh? Don't move, bruh. Hold that spot, bruh. Hit that thing, bruh. Lick that thing, bruh. Spit on that thing. Hit that spot, bruh. Do not move. If she holding her body up, her back lifted up, you know what I'm saying? Her ass lifted up, you know what I'm saying? Don't move, bruh. Maybe squeezing her ass a little bit. Maybe squeezing her titties a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Don't you take your tongue off that motherfucking clip, bruh. In that particular area. And don't you change the pressure either. And don't stop. Unless your intent is to tease her. Which I've been guilty of. Sometimes you gotta tease them. Have a little fun with it. But I mean, if you're not a pro at what you're doing, I wouldn't suggest you go fucking around. You know what I'm saying? Because you're just going to make her mad. Because if you get back in there and you can't make her come the next time, you know what I'm saying? And you don't got her riled up, then now you in trouble. So teasing is not for the faint of heart. If you don't know what you're doing, don't get near teasing them. That's for people who know what they're doing. I'm going to keep it real with you. That's the big leagues. Okay? Boom. So that's the hip, right? When it comes to this sex thing, now I'm going to tell you. Size matter, but motion matters. Motion and what you're doing matters more. Okay? So I'm not going to sit here and act like, you feel me, I can totally 100%, you feel me, you know, give you all the pointers, you feel me, if you just, if you less than average. They say average is 5 inches, believe it or not. So if you less than that, you know what I'm saying, bruh, watch some porn, study some shit, bruh. Just, you know what I'm saying, really try to, you know what I'm saying? They say it's in the motion, you know, the motion in the ocean, you know what I'm saying? Wiggle, it's in the hips, man, you know what I'm saying? It's in that midsection, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you work that midsection and make sure you get that head good, you feel me? That's the best tips I can get to y'all, you feel me? For the other folks, you feel me, for that's averaging up, you know what I'm saying? Bruh. In fact, let me step back real quick. For my big dick niggas, you know what I'm saying? Excuse my language, you know what I'm saying? For you dudes out there, you fellas out there, you know what I'm saying? Who just know y'all rocking out here, you feel me? Bruh, beating the pussy up is not what's wanted. I'm gonna say that again. Beating the pussy up is not what's wanted. That don't mean you got good dick just because you got a big ass dick and you gonna pound her from sun up to sundown. I'm here to tell you, bro, that's not what they looking for. Now, I'm not gonna sit here and say there's no females in the fucking world who don't want that. Or that even some females might not want that for, you know what I'm saying, a period of time, you know what I'm saying, during a sexual encounter. But from beginning to end, straight poundage, don't, bro, that's not what the vast majority of women are looking for, I guarantee you. You need to put some motion in that ocean, bruh. Wiggle them hips, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Move it around. You know what I'm saying? Move to the left. Move to the right. Move up. Move down. Back up. Give her 3 or 4 inches, you know what I'm saying, at a time. You know what I'm saying? Inch it in. You feel me? Give her a little bit. Oh, you like that? Oh, okay. I'm going to give you a little bit more. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, do some different things. Also, you know what I'm saying? You got to, sometimes you feel me hitting that shit from the back. That's cool. You feel me? Don't give her the whole dick. Give her a piece of the dick. Play with that clit. You see what I'm saying? Play with them titties. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, my guys. Like, you're giving us a bad name out here. You're making us look bad. Like, stop beating the hell out of people. You can't just be abusing the pussy like that. The pussy is the softest thing. What you think? Hey. If a person is acting soft, what you say? Oh, you pussy. Why do we use that analogy? Because the pussy is the most beautiful, softest thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a soft thing. It's something, it's delicate, right? We're treated as such. Yeah, sometimes they want you to get up in there and, you know what I'm saying, they don't play no games with it. But don't nobody want to be beat up on from beginning to end. I'm here to tell you, my friend. Listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. I promise you. So now, for those who not packing as much, okay, it's all about using what you already got and just accentuating it, you know what I'm saying, with that motion, you know what I'm saying, putting that work in, you feel me? Go to the left, hit it, you know what I'm saying, turn your hips to the left, you feel me, and hit that shit for a minute, bop, you know what I'm saying, she gonna feel that, like, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying, go to your right, you know what I'm saying, stand on your tippy toes a little bit, get up in that shit, you know what I'm saying, shit, push her waist down, you know what I'm saying, arch her back up, you know what I'm saying, I mean, you got to get into this thing is really, you know what I'm saying, if you are not a highly sexual person, then you probably should be in a relationship with a person that's not highly sexual, because somebody who is highly sexual is gonna want you to get in that thing. And if you can't find the will, or you just don't have the desire to really get up in that thing, man, you're gonna have a problem. Either that, or you need to have an open relationship so somebody could beat that pussy up properly. I'm just gonna keep it real with you. If you want to keep your relationship right, if you're in a relationship, when it comes to this sex thing, you have to do your thing. When it comes to this sex thing, my guy, you have to. And I'm just speaking from the perspective of a man right now, because I am a man, and this is a perspective that I know well. even though I do know the woman perspective pretty well as well, because I talk to a lot of women, and I, as I said, I was raised by all women. But trust me when I tell you, your sex game has to be right. If it's not, step your game up, bruh. Sex is just like anything else. You can get better at it. If you're not good, if you're not feeling you, you should be the best, bruh. And you should want to know. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've been in experiences like that. You know what I'm saying? I've had a female before after sex ask me, you know what I'm saying, on a scale from 1 to 10, how was I? Like, straight up, like... to me, that was kind of dope. I ain't gonna lie, because she genuinely wanted to know. Like, she wanted to improve her sex game. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that was respectable. I respected it. You know what I'm saying? And I kept it a buck with her. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like men, women don't... That's a rare trait in women to me, you know what I'm saying? But men, you should definitely be... I've always been like that. Like, I want to know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I should be... I feel like I should be in every woman that I have sex with... oral sex or you know, regular sex, whatever, I should be in her top three, period. If I have sex with you, I should be in your top three. That's how I feel about it, if not number one. I mean, are we all not striving to be the best at everything that we do? If we not, then we should be. You should always be striving to be the best at everything you do. Period. Don't never think that because maybe you ain't got the biggest dick or whatever, you know what I'm saying, that you can't, you know what I'm saying, really be the best. You feel me? You just gotta do more shit. And really, I ain't gonna even lie to you, it's a lot of shit that I'm leaving out, because this is just the small, lightweight basics. This is like 101, you know what I'm saying, just on the little, not the head. That was full encompassing. You do those three things, you know what I'm saying, you gonna put in work, my guy. I promise you that. You gonna put in work with those three tips on the head. But when it comes to this sex thing, I mean, you gotta find spots, you know what I'm saying? If you find them spots, you know what I'm saying, you kiss and suck on them spots, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? You gotta do multiple things, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be multifaceted, you know what I'm saying? You can't just give her the dick when you're giving her the dick, you know what I'm saying? You gotta also, you know, kiss her a little bit, kiss on her neck, suck on her, you know what I'm saying? Play with her titties, you know what I'm saying? Rub on her clit, you feel me? Smack on her ass, squeeze her cheeks, you know what I'm saying? Do some different things, my guy. I'm just gonna keep it a buck with you. If you're not wilding out, you feel me, in that thing, you feel me? You playing, like, look, you have to be... Both your hands should be working while your dick working, while your mouth working. And your brain should be working, thinking about what the next multiple sequence of sexual positions and different things you about to impress upon her body. Look here, man. You got to really be out here putting work in the bedroom, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you're in a relationship, if you want her to, you know what I'm saying, be just you and her. You got to really put work in. And look, when it comes to sex, you gotta be different people too, man. Be that nice guy sometimes. Just, you know, come make love to the pussy. You dig what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing wrong with that. Sometimes, you dig what I'm saying? Then sometimes you come, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be straight gangster, you know what I'm saying? Going crazy maniac with the pussy, you know what I'm saying? I'm beating this pussy up today, you know what I'm saying? Holding, pulling arms back, you know what I'm saying? Pulling hair, you know, choking maybe a little bit, depending on what they like, you know? Whatever. You gotta put that work in, be aggressive, you know, maybe a little role play. Talk to her. If you don't talk, if you quiet, start talking. Maybe you got a good dick already, but she wants you to talk to her. Put them words in her ear like, you like that? You know, ask her some questions. Whatever. Different strokes for different folks. Okay? But you got to put that work in. That stroke is for every folk. Okay? They want that. Believe that. You got to put that stroke in. Because I've been stroking. Nah, but for real though, like, it's really not a hard thing. But like I said, you got to be a pleaser. And you got to really want to see her, you know what I'm saying? Like, get hers, you feel me? Like, I run into a lot of women who tell me, like, oh, I ain't never had an orgasm during sex, or men don't make me orgasm. When they have whole relationships with dudes, you know what I'm saying, they don't even make them come, like, I mean, y'all dudes lucky. Y'all lucky. I mean, that's not even a reality for me. At all. every woman that I'm seeing, any woman can come in. I don't believe there's no woman that can come and say that I have not made them come. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you during sex and or head. Not head. Unless we didn't have sex. And we both just did the head thing or whatever, but I guarantee you, orgasm guaranteed. I've had so many women, oh, I never come, so it's all right. I understand that, you know, I don't expect to. Like, what? You should feel ashamed of yourself, my guy. She's okay with not coming. Like, bro, that's crazy, bro. Like, you can't even imagine, you know what I'm saying, being in a relationship with a chick, you know what I'm saying, just being like, oh, it's cool, you know what I'm saying, I don't be coming, you know what I'm saying, I never come, so it's, like, that's wild, bro. That's really wild, and it's insulting. Why would you even want her to live like that? Wonder why she always mad. Because she back there. You need to do some plumbing, my guy. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. You need to get your monkey wrench and get on in there. With a little bit of that elbow grease and stop playing with it. You feel me? Do different things. Study. Like, how I'm going to study, man? Man, you watch all that porn, you know what I'm saying? Stop watching them jacking off, you know what I'm saying? And watch the shit, you know what I'm saying? On the real, you feel me? On some, get you a pen and pad type shit. For real. It might sound silly, but it ain't going to sound silly when you got her coming all over the motherfucking place, squirting and all this other shit. Like, literally, I can control when I make a woman come. I can control. I can make any woman squirt. Every woman I've ever made squirt. I know how to. Like, come on, Mike. You have to know how to do these things. You should be in control. The body tells you everything you need to know. Her body gonna tell you. She don't gotta say nothing. Her body gonna tell you everything. I promise you. If you pay attention and you more in tune, I promise you. But that's one thing that I realized that some people don't have. You know what I'm saying? These women, I don't know about men, but some women, like, people don't have the awareness. Like, I still don't know. I mean, I'm 29. I still don't know how adult people don't know when the other person is coming. How do you not know that? How do you not know when the other person is coming? I mean, yeah, I guess maybe it's easy for women, for guys, whatever, but bruh. Seriously, like, how do you, that shouldn't even be a reality for anybody. How do you not know when somebody's coming, whether it's during head or sex? Like, the body does different things. The temperature changes. Stroke changes. Different, a lot of different things change. You know, like sounds. The sounds they make change. Like, I don't understand how people don't know, but this is. You have to be more in tune and aware of what's going on in your sexual encounter, right? But you know what? I'm going to leave this right here. You know what I'm saying? I want people jump in and tell me if you can have a relationship with somebody who had bad sex. Or actually, if you could, or if you have. If you could, or if you have been in a relationship with a person who has bad sex, whether that be they didn't give you, they didn't make you come, or whatever the case may be, chime in, let me know what you think, or what you've been through, or what you could or could not go through when it comes to this sex thing, because... Me personally, I've just personally had to teach a lot of women, you know, how to be better, which is not an issue. You know, it is what it is, which I'm sure some women have taught men how to be better. But chime in, let me know what you think. This is your boy G. It's Relationshipology. I appreciate y'all listening. Peace and love to you, your family, and loved ones. I appreciate you once again. Thank you. Peace out.